I'll be reading out of 1 John. It'll be chapter 1, verse 8 through 10. But this week I was doing some homework, and we had to take a survey. And what I thought was interesting is, once I completed the survey, at the bottom they had in a little paragraph, it said, if you're not truthful to the answers, you're really cheating yourself on the survey. And I was thinking to myself, why isn't that little paragraph not up top? And I think it's, and I think that's a great example of our sins. I mean, why shouldn't we read that paragraph before we confess our sins? If we're not truthful in our prayers with God, confessing our sins, then we're cheating Him and we're also cheating ourselves. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, it says, if we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and that truth is not in us. But if we read that paragraph before the survey, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. So I ask that you bow your heads. I'm not going to pray afterwards. We're just going to go right into song. But read that small little paragraph before you take the survey with God. Be truthful with Him. He knows you sin. There's no reason to lie to Him. So I ask that you bow your heads, confess your sins, and we'll sing here in a little bit.